Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For local reaction to the Mueller report and the Attorney General's brief on the report, we're joined now by Massachusetts Congresswoman Lori Trahan. Good morning, Congresswoman, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So when you look at Attorney General Barr's four-page report, what strikes you as important?
Well, I think the most glaring issue is that Mueller came short of exonerating the president on any obstruction of justice charge. But the Attorney General and the administration yesterday, they're doing a victory lap that this is no collusion, full exoneration, let's move on. And I think what's really important is that we invested 22 months in this investigation. The Attorney General spent 48 hours distilling those findings, and it just puts even more emphasis on the need to make the whole report public.
So what do you make of the president's response then when he talks about full exoneration? And in your opinion, did we get in his four-page summary too much of Attorney General Barr's spin?
Yeah, I think that's why we want to see the full report. We've invested so much time. We've invested taxpayer money. This was not a witch hunt, right? I mean, there were 37 indictments that came out of this special investigation. There were 7 guilty pleas and 1 conviction to date. I mean, this is about getting at the truth. And yes, I don't want to read someone else's summary findings. I want to see the report myself. I know the American people deserve that. And that's what we're going to be, fighting for in these coming days.
On the other hand, though, you've got to think that what we've seen so far is a blow to House Democrats and to the president's opponents.
You know, I never looked at this in those terms, in terms of winners or losers. This was always about the truth. I mean, we know that the Russians interfered in our 2016 election. We've actually taken steps by passing H.R. 1 and ensuring we've got more robust election cybersecurity, grants for, local and state governments to secure the elections and making our infrastructure stronger. I mean, that's what this was about, is getting at the truth. And frankly, Congress has a role. We have to continue our duties of oversight. There are a number of investigations ongoing. And I think that's the reason why the underlying material and the report need to be made public so that we can continue those investigations.
You have said that questions remain about whether the president obstructed justice. What's the chief question in your mind that's still hanging out there?
We want to make sure that, along the way, while the special prosecutor was putting together his investigation, that the president didn't interfere, that folks in his administration didn't interfere with that. I mean, this was always a quest for the truth. And we want to make sure we get at that truth.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Lori Trahan, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much, Bob.